Here is this edition's quiz question to test your little grey cells. And again, we are in the area of general knowledge. We would like to know, alphabetically, what is the second sign of the zodiac? And we'll give you the correct answer to that next week. Now for some more items of information. Firstly, a new support target for charity petition. The RNIB charity has set itself a new target for the out-of-sight petition, calling for political parties to commit to ensuring blind and partially sighted people get the support they're legally entitled to through vision rehabilitation. It gained more than 7,000 signatures in the first 3 weeks, and now it wants more. The charity said, "We need to get as many signatures as possible to make sure decision makers take notice. We want our supporters to help us to get to the 10,000 signature mark. Doing so, we believe, will help us change things for the better." And our second item is Braintree session of Dancing with Dementia launched. New monthly Dancing with Dementia classes will be starting in Braintree from Thursday, April the 18th. The free classes will take place once a month at the Braintree Muse Care Home on Church Lane. They offer a chance for participants to experience creative movement and dance with their companions, and have massive benefits for health and well-being. Places are limited, so please book before if you are planning to attend. Ring the number 01376 425 363. That's 01376 425 363. Dancing with Dementia classes also take place in Halstead and Witham, but you need to check the Dance Network Association website for more details. And our third item is Step Into Spring Walking Challenge. Essex Step Into Spring Challenge runs from now until Sunday, May the 12th. Many residents have already signed up to walk 35,000 steps a week or 5,000 steps a day. Last year's challenge saw participants log in over 213 million steps, and two-thirds agreed that the challenge encouraged them to walk more than they usually would. The challenge is part of the Council's ambition for Essex to become safer, greener and healthier. The aim is to offer residents a choice in how they travel and encourage walking, cycling or taking the bus or train rather than automatically using the car. But again, I'm going to hand you back to my colleagues for the rest of the local news.